You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hena Baba. Yesterday marked the 40th anniversary of the tragedy at Jonestown. More than 900 people died, most by suicide, coerced by the cult leader Jim Jones. Congresswoman Jackie Speier was there. At the time, in the fall of 1978, she was a legal aide to San Mateo Congressman Leo Ryan. That November, she was with Ryan on a fact-finding mission into the People's Temple in Jonestown. The mission ended in bloodshed and the death of Congressman Ryan. A few years ago, Congresswoman Speier visited the StoryCorps booth in San Francisco with her senior advisor, Brian Perkins, to share her experience in Jonestown.
He became concerned that there was something going on that was indeed problematic. And as he became introduced to more and more former members of the People's Temple, people who had defected, his concerns grew, and he was chair of a subcommittee on protecting American citizens abroad. So as chair of that subcommittee, he decided to make a trip to Jonestown and find out firsthand what was going on. We got to the commune, and it was pretty remarkable. In 2 years, they had created a very viable community. There were crops growing, there were cabins, there was a pavilion, there was a medical clinic, there was a daycare center. So over the course of that evening, we interviewed many members. Meanwhile, Don Harris, who was the NBC reporter on the trip, was moving around the pavilion. There had been a show put on for us, and they were making a very positive impression on many people. And someone had slipped Don Harris a note. His name was Vernon Gosney, and he desperately wanted to leave. So he brought the note over to Congressman Ryan and myself, and our greatest fears had been realized that, in fact, people were being held there against their will and people wanted to leave. The next morning, word had started to spread, and another person came forward and wanted to leave. And then before you knew it, it was a whole family that wanted to leave. And then pandemonium started to break out. Jim Jones became very agitated. Why do all these people want to leave? We have a beautiful life here. And then he tried to convince some of them to stay. So emotions were running very high. One of my vivid recollections is of a family, two parents, pulling on a child. One wanting to leave, one wanting to stay. So over the course of that day, more and more people wanted to leave. We didn't have enough room on the plane to take back all the defectors that wanted to go. So Congressman Ryan decided that he was going to stay behind with the second airlift. We eventually all got onto the dump truck and were in the process of leaving when there was this huge cry that erupted from the pavilion. The truck stopped, and shortly thereafter, Congressman Ryan walked down towards the truck in a blood-stained shirt, and there had been a knifing attack on his life. We get to the airstrip, and we have two planes, and I'm starting to load the planes. One of the new defectors was a young man by the name of Larry Layton, who just hours before was one of the most fervent apostles of the People's Temple and convincing us what a remarkable place it was. And he had this poncho on him, and I just was suspicious of him and asked that someone frisk him, which he was frisked, but they missed the fact that he had a gun on him. He was put on the smaller aircraft, and I was loading those on the larger aircraft. And all of a sudden, unbeknownst to us, there had been a tractor trailer following from behind, and they started shooting. And all of a sudden, Congressman Ryan was hit, and blood gushing from his neck. I raced under the plane and tried to hide behind a wheel. And then they came and shot us at point-blank range.
You were shot how many times?
I was shot 5 times. I was 28 years old, and I thought, oh my God, this is it. When I was still alive, I my grandmother's face kind of flashed in front of me, and she was one of my sheroes, and I thought to myself, I'm not going to have her live through my funeral if I can avoid it. So I sort of dragged my body to the plane's cargo section, and someone pushed me in. And I mean, the plane wasn't going anywhere because it had bullet holes through the engine and one of the tires. It was a long 22 hours. The funny thing that happened, we were on the side of the airstrip, and the others who were part of the party that were leaving, including the concerned relatives and the defectors, ended up spending the night in Matthews Ridge at a bar. And through the night, different people would come to where we were, and they would offer me, I presume everyone else, but rum.
Guyanese rum.
Guyanese rum, which was very potent, and I would take a couple of swigs, and literally that's how I got through the night, because there wasn't any medication, there wasn't any help.
Help me understand. I've often heard it said that Jonestown was a mass suicide. Was it a mass suicide?
Always makes the hair on the back of my head stand up, because there was nothing about it that was a suicide by the 900 people that were members of that cult. They were killed. They were murdered. They were massacred. You can't tell me that an infant or 2-year-old child who's injected with cyanide does so voluntarily. And the that horrible phrase now that is part of our language, drinking the Kool-Aid, is also one that always kind of sends me into orbit, because I think people so misunderstand what took place there.
That was Congresswoman Jackie Speier recounting her experience at Jonestown. She shared her story with San Francisco's StoryCorps. You can find that and much more at kalw.org. And you can stay informed with ease by subscribing to the Cross Currents newsletter. Just go to our website and follow the link to Cross Currents.